Reverend Fathers, from your personal experience, you're old enough to have lived through many of these changes, especially, say, since the early 60s with Betty Friedan's Feminine Mystique. There was a marked acceleration and crescendo of progress in the women's issues. What, from your pastoral experience, has been the effect of this movement? Father Sanborn.
I would say that we see in the role of women in general a great lessening of their role in the family, and we see them much more in business and out in the world. And this, for the church, is something which is of great detriment to the family. Pius XII said a great deal about women's liberation, or the role of women, or whatever you want to call it. But he always held out as the primary role of women their role in the home, as the homemaker and as the person who forms the children. I don't know if women realize the place that they have with regard to the formation of children. St. John Chrysostom said that we are very excited and we are in great admiration over people who carve stone. And he said, how much more admiration should we have for those people who are the sculptors, as it were, of children, referring to parents. And the mother holds the highest place in the heart of the child. And the church laments the fact that children are now put in daycare centers in order that women go out and find their fulfillment, so to speak, in other endeavors.
Father Sanborn, is there a teaching as such of the Catholic Church on women's liberation?
As I said, Pius XII made some comments about it. But as far as the church's teaching concerning the role of women, you have to look at two things. One is Genesis and St. Paul, that is sacred scripture. And the other is the Mother of God. In Genesis, it is clear, even before the fall, that God created the woman to be a helpmate to the man. Neither his servant nor his equal, the father said, but his helpmate. That is clear in Genesis. After the fall, God says to Eve that she will be subject to her husband. And St. Paul is explicit and clear about the necessity of wives to be subject to their husbands. That is revelation. That is what comes to us from God, and the church teaches that, that wives must be subject to their husbands, and that women are created as helpmates to men. The other point is that the reason for the glorification of Mary, and the reason why the church regards her as the highest of all the saints and the queen of all saints, is because she is the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God. She has the title of Mother of God for that reason. If she had responded to the angel Gabriel that she did not want to stay home and have children and to care for a child, but rather she wanted to go to Jerusalem and get into business and work at a factory or you know, be an executive, we would not know anything about this woman. She would have just been lost in obscurity. But it is because she consented to that exalted role of being the person to bring into the world the second person of the Blessed Trinity made flesh, and to teach him his prayers and to hold him in her arms and to see to all of his earthly needs. It's because she consented to that role that she is the queen of heaven and earth. As Father Kelly said, the exalted role of women is found in their motherhood.